Hello there.
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, I'm continuing my conversation with change expert, life coach, and author Laura Lewis. And you can check out all her fabulous offerings at Laura Lewis, LauraLewis, LauraLewis.com. And she will also be at the True Beauty Expo, which is USA Weekend in Las Vegas, Friday, April 17th and Saturday, April 16th. And tell us a little bit. I know that you're going to have your new audio CD at the trade show. The new audio CD is the Royal Balancing Act, Life Beyond the Crown. Tell us a little bit about your new audio CD.
Well, it will include some, you know, obviously we'll be expounding more upon what we're talking about here, some tools to identify what your priorities are in life. I'll even have a little part on there where you'll have some visualization exercises to get you in a space where you can really identify what your true goals are and that kind of thing. So different tools, as well as just giving a wonderful overview as to how you can achieve balance as you are approaching the crown or even after the crown. So it's going to be a lot of fun and will be available at the conference, like you said, in Vegas. So I'm really looking forward to meeting everybody there too, by the way.
You know, and I'm so excited that you're doing this audio CD because everybody sort of understands that it's a balancing act as you're getting ready for the title. But once you have the title and you've got your year, and then even after your year, many people continue in pageantry by either continuing to compete or by continuing to have commitments on behalf of their pageant or their platform. So I'm so excited that you're approaching that. Now, will you also have at the trade show your book, 52 Ways to a Healthy You?
Yes, I will have that book. As a matter of fact, the way I approach balance and change in every venue that I'm in, whether I'm talking to a group of seniors that are dealing with loss or corporate executives who are trying to strive balance in their lives, I always go to the body first, that biochemistry. So in anything that I talk about, whether it's like in my book, 52 Ways to a Healthy You, which includes those elements, I'll also be including some of those components in the Royal Balancing Act, Life Beyond the Crown, talking about some tools to keeping yourself in balance physically, biochemically, your body and mind in that right space so you can be the very best you can be. So yes, and I will be autographing my books there too, and I will be offering a discount to the attendees as well.
Oh, that's exciting to get an autographed copy and a discount. Don't you find that people really underestimate the bio impact of what they're eating on what they're feeling? I think they just really oftentimes either don't understand there's a connection or that they overlook or minimize it. So, example, if I have too many carbs, I know this. I absolutely know this. If I have too many carbs late in the afternoon, like after 3, like if I have a big dinner or a big dessert that night or have chips and salsa, which is my favorite, the next morning I wake up and I'm feeling slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm feeling tired and slow. And I recognize that. But don't you think a lot of people kind of don't notice those patterns?
Yeah, I think it's very unconscious in that process, because you know there's a result where you're either depressed or you're feeling low energy or stressed out. And often I have found it's related to their biochemistry, as related to, are they getting enough sleep? Are they getting the right foods? What did they drink? What are they chewing? You know, there are many, many factors all involved in this big wheel that all points in the direction of, you know, keeping you where you need to be so you can be happy and you can and be positive and productive in your life. So, yeah, I've dealt with people over the years that had, like, hypoglycemia or low blood sugar problems, and then they were getting headaches and depressed and didn't really quite connect with the fact that if they were eating all these simple carbs throughout the day, and then we shifted it to a more of a lean protein, veggie and fruits and fats type of diet, that they could feel so much better, which, Valerie, one of the most rewarding things I've experienced over the years, even going back to my base with nutrition, is just to work with individuals and groups and see them transform before my very eyes, and for them to say out loud, I had no idea I could feel as great as I feel right now just by making these changes. You've made a dramatic difference in my life. And so what's really fun about that, Valerie, is that when they get in that wonderful space, then the whole realm of possibilities that can exist in their life opens up to these fabulous things things they never even thought about before. You see what I mean?
It is amazing.
I love it. I really do. It's very
rewarding. So as all these fabulous and wonderful changes are taking place, it can sometimes be a little overwhelming. And I know up at the workshop in Frisco, you talked about the importance of having a support network as you're trying to implement these changes.
Yes, it's a lot of times we think, well, we can do this on our own, and especially as women, we have a tendency to have a lot more balls in the air, juggling them around in our lives versus maybe, and I hate to say it, but versus guys. Guys, I mean, you know, there might be a little bit more simplistic approach. They might not have to take as care as many people or whatever. So, you know, what are you doing to get supported? So let's say, for example, during this process, you need to be sure you take care of, we've already talked about nutrition, you want to get your fitness taken care of, you want to be the best you can be in that way. How are you going to do that? Do you need to get a nutritionist? Do you need to have a personal trainer? Do you need to have a buddy to be accountable for, And other ways to be supported, to go and reach out into your network. Who can be there for you, whether it's as a sounding board or, say, to your very best friend, you know, every day I need for you to help me, remind me why I'm doing this.
Right.
Getting the support of friends and say, remember, here's the goal. If you need some help remembering, ask your friends to help you remember why you're doing this. If you're a Mrs. Contestant, asking your husband to support you, or even a Miss Contestant, asking your boyfriends, look, this is important to me, and expressing to your family, this is important. I need for you to be positive for me, and creating that for you, and also taking care of you. Do you need to go see a chiropractor? Take care of that pain. Do you need to go see a doctor? If there's something out of balance, go and investigate and get that support for yourself, because you don't need to be knocked off balance in other ways. You just don't need that in this process. You need to be back in that very center point where you are supported from all sides, and thinking you can do it as a lone wolf. Do you think, if you think you can do it all on your own, like Superwoman, and leave everybody behind you, that's, you know, you're not going to get very far.
You need
to be sure that you're either taking care of the things you need to take care of, keep your priorities straight as well, and also get the support that you need so you can go to that level, get that goal, achieve the goal that you see, that you've established clearly on your vision board or in your vision book or in your journal that you've written out what your goals are, so you can really go there. You do need that.
You know, I think that's a really important point, and people need to start thinking of themselves as Olympic athletes. And we all know that to win the gold medal as an athlete in the Olympics, you've got to have a support team, and that's really, really important to put that in place. Well, if you're interested in getting Laura Lewis's materials or having her part of your support team, you can visit her website at www.lauralewis.com, get her new book, 52 Ways to a Healthy You, and make sure to watch for her new audio CD, The Royal Balancing Act, Life Beyond the Crown. Thanks so much for joining us here on Pageant Talk Radio, Laura.
Thank you, Valerie. It was such a pleasure.
Thanks. We'll be looking for you in the future. Well, I wanted to tell you before I close the show a little bit about this weekend. I was co-hosting the Texas International Pageant in San Antonio, and it's always a fabulous pageant, great production. It's held in the Scottish Rite Theater, which is a beautiful, beautiful theater with beautiful vintage kind of antique wood carvings, and it's always a lovely setting. And this year, as every year in the pageant, there were a lot of very, very impressive contestants, many of whom people were thinking of would make the top five. But what really impressed me and inspired me personally this weekend was that there were several contestants who were competing, but who were maybe not what we might call up to par and weren't really going to be competitive. Maybe they didn't have their weight under control for the fitness portion. Maybe their look wasn't really developed and established, or maybe they weren't ready for the onstage interview. And you know how it is when you compete. Sometimes you go to a pageant and you feel you're not ready, and you kind of start checking out of the net. You're not really doing your best. You're not giving 100% because you kind of recognize and realize that you're not going to be in the top 15 or top 10 or top 5. You intuitively know that you're not competitive. You didn't have enough time to get ready. You started too late, or your gown really is not stacking up against the competition. And so you kind of self-select out, and you kind of hold back, and you don't give it your all. And I have to tell you, while I was on stage emceeing, I was really, really impressed by several contestants who clearly knew that they weren't going to stack up this year for a variety of reasons, and they were competing all out. they were competing in interview. They were doing their absolute best. They were smiling. They were talking about their platform in fitness level and in gown. They were going through the full modeling pattern. They didn't shorten it up. They didn't walk through it too quickly. They were smiling, establishing eye contact with the panel. It was a beautiful, beautiful example of always giving your very best, no matter what that is. The skill level for these contestants wasn't that which landed them in the top five, but they didn't hold back. They didn't give less than what they knew was their very best, and it was really inspirational. And I encourage you, as you're getting ready for your next pageant, whether or not your skill level is what you ultimately wanted to be, always give it your best when you're on stage. Well, that's it for this week's show. Remember to keep your emails coming about the shows you love and the shows you'd like us to do. We love to hear from listeners just like you. Next week, I'll be talking with legendary pageant jewelry designer Stephanie Summers about how you can use jewelry to complement your winning image. Remember to get advance notice of all my guests so you won't miss an episode. Just sign up for my free newsletter at www.pageantinterviewcoach.com. Thanks so much for listening, and make this week a pageant fab week.
Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same practice partner, you're going to be practicing the same questions over and over. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division. 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.pageantinterviewcoach.com, and click on products. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview. Are you frustrated shopping for your pageant wardrobe in stores where the selection is limited, is outrageously priced, or just not pageant worthy? Purchase your pageant wardrobe from someone who can help you find exactly what's right to fit your look, personality, and budget. Someone who understands your needs. After all, she is a former national title holder herself. Nerita Stefanos, owner of My Crowning Closet and Mrs. American Queen 2006, knows the pageant world and knows what it takes to put together a winning wardrobe, even on a limited budget. Visit MyCrowningCloset.com today to find out for yourself. My Crowning Closet carries all the top pageant designers, including Giovanni, Sherry Hill, Tony Bowles, and lots more. Nerita can help put together your winning look in all areas of the competition. With personalized customer service and a caring touch, My Crowning Closet is a winning combination. Visit MyCrowningCloset.com today and develop the winning look to capture that crown.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, plus 2 secrets for winning in the onstage interview. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know, though, that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. So get yours today by visiting www.tinyurl.com/PAG-MTPI for Mastering the Pageant Interview, so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.